newest, I think.
This would be
the brand newest.
Brand newest.
Agent Source product. Christian's on staff with American International Parlay. It's a small world in the beef business. Christian was a roommate of my youngest brother while they were in college. And so I'm pleased to see Christian here and being reasonably successful in his life and career. Influence of my little brother evidently hasn't had too bad of an impact on you, so that's good. Yeah,
you tried to lead me down the wrong path once or twice, too. Sure. So,
with that, since Marty had trouble with this, forward, okay. Backward, do not push source.
Okay, source.
Laser.
Mini me. Okay, well, it's sure a pleasure to be here today. As Bob said, our branded beef, or Agent Source Verified and Genetic Program is one of the newest ones on the market. We recently launched it here at the end of March after we got approval through the USDA and went through all the proper channels. Our Agent Source Verified Tag Program is called the Charlet Advantage. And with that, we have decided to try to help our seed stock producers add value to their customers' calves. This being new to not only the association, but also to me, our learning curve has been very steep, and we've had lots of meetings and try to get caught up, and it's very interesting to hear all you guys in your different programs. And ours is similar, but there are a few little differences, so we'll try to catch up with this. So, what is it? It's an age source and genetically verified tag program, age verification. When you submit the information, you have to have the first and the very last calf born. So with that, a lot of people are just keeping basic calving records. As long as we know the first calf and the last calf born, that's part of the group. As far as ordering tags, sometimes you have a few stragglers at the end. We try to get as many calves and maybe even order a few extra tags just in case at a certain time point. It does take about 3 weeks, minimum of 3 weeks. As we found out here recently, there were quite a few people that wanted to go ahead and put the tags in at branding. We were probably expecting more towards the fall time in much of the upper Midwest where I work at preconditioning, but it seems like a lot of people wanted to put them in early, and these are some of the things that we're learning, and we were very surprised and challenged with that. So it does take at least 3 weeks to get things. We'd even allow just a little bit more time. The next thing is source verification. You don't necessarily have to have a premise ID, but it is recommended, and in the future it'll probably be mandatory. So at this point it's not definitely something you need, but something that down the road is probably welcome. So genetic verification is probably one of the things that maybe differentiates our tag program from some of the other ones that are there. Like Steve said earlier, the source and age verification is to prove what you are doing and say what you are doing. We've been over that, I guess. Not going to spend a lot of time there. The reason for doing it is we want to try to gain access to progressive marketing options and add value. Like in the last presentation, very seldom do those cattle bring less. In fact, it's been pretty standard that there's been a $30 premium or $2 to $3 per hundredweight depending on where the marketing channels that they went through. So We decided to use IMI Global as our auditing company or our backing company. They've been in the business for a while, and they've had a pretty good handle. We tried to interview everybody, and we didn't want to necessarily become auditors ourselves. It seems like we have plenty of other things going on in our job situations, and we're spread to other duties. But with IMI Global being a third-party evaluator, versus us doing it, it's done over the phone. I was told this morning that they, by USDA standards, that 3% of the audits will be done on the farm just to keep up with USDA. That's a USDA requirement, I believe. But IMI Global has told us that they do probably around 10% just to exceed the minimums, just so it makes sure that they're doing their job and kind of going the extra mile. So, what cattle are eligible? Cattle sired by a registered Charolais bull. We're hoping to add some value to our registration papers. Not only can they be sired by a registered Charolais bull, but also a son of a registered Charolais bull. There's some people that have their own herds and don't necessarily keep up on registrations, but create seed stock for their own use. But with the registered Charolais bulls, we'd like to see transferred papers. We feel that it not only enhances the value or people think highly enough of the product that they're selling, but with the paper sent to the customer, it gives them the registration number, and that'll be helpful in the tracking process. So, also, cattle by Charolais cross cows out of registered females or Charolais descendants that can be traced. Some of these sired by other breeds would be available for a lot of the branded beef programs. So we did leave that in there to kind of leave things open and have a little bit more of an open approach to it. We have had in some of our early experiences with this some people with off-color cattle from the Charolais Smoky Cross or the Buckskins, and they had a few black-hided cattle that were not of Charolais genetics, but they wanted those calves to be in the program. IMI Global has given a separate tag. The fee structure is still the same. You pay an upfront price of $175 just to be in the program for auditing costs and setup fees. With that, some of these ranchers had some calves that didn't quite meet the Charolais genetic approach, so they wanted those calves to still be age source verified, and we will send out separate tags with individual identification numbers. So if people do run into that, they don't necessarily have to go through a different program. They can still use our program in that one fee. So requirements: only cattle enrolled by the original owner are eligible. Guys that put calf groups together can't become eligible for that. So all cattle enrolled are owned by the producer or participant. All cattle enrolled have a known and documented age by day, month, and year. Definitely need to know the first and the last calf born. That's kind of something that's been changed a little bit, but it is probably good to have all your T's crossed and your I's dotted, and if you can submit every birth date, that would be probably preferable, but definitely the first and the last calf born. Again, allow 3 weeks from the time of enrollment to get your tags. Request an enrollment packet from the AICA. The AICA basically just handles the billing and the distribution. The field staff will be a key component to the advertising and promotion of this program. The process is not extremely difficult. Just need to go through a few things. We've got a nice packet. They ask some pretty precise questions. Everything that you submit is definitely confidential. So, return the completed packet and calving documents along with the enrollment fee to the AICA office, and the genetics will be evaluated by our office to make sure that those sires or females do kind of correspond back to what you're saying that you have genetically verified. So IMI will conduct a phone audit to verify the information. We feel that we don't really need to police people. We don't really want to go out. Everybody's busy and they have their own things going on. So phone visits were kind of the nice medium. They don't take a whole lot of time, but are necessary just to I guess conform to the requirements asked from foreign markets. So it's just part of the full process. So once approved, tags will be ordered and shipped to the producer. The visual tags, we've got two tags, and if Allflex is the tag company that provides our tags for us. There's the single dangle tag, which is the more traditional. Those cost $1.50, I believe. I think on here it'll say $1.25, which is incorrect. Or the nested paired together, which is the EID tag and the dangle tag. So if anybody would like to see this afterwards, it's just a good example. All program tags are shipped directly to the producer from Allflex. Visual tags are $1.50. I'm sorry that it was on there wrong. Nested pairs are $3.50. And if anybody would be interested to talk to any of us, we'd sure be willing to visit with you. There's going to be some different approaches. Some seed stock producers are going to implement their own deal. Service has been a very big buzzword in the seed stock industry. This is kind of another way to have your seed stock producer or seed stock producers add a little bit of value to their customers' calves out of the bulls that they're buying from them. Some people will go ahead and pay for the whole enrollment fee of $175. Some people will just buy the tags. Some people will do both. Some people will do neither. It's kind of flexible. A lot of people are going to implement it. We just had a producer meeting in Nebraska here two nights ago. We brought the guy's customers in, had a nice steak fry, and told them a little bit about what we did, and got to work with some of those guys one-on-one, and got some interest built up. 10 years ago, I showed up here at CSU, and one of my first animal science classes was with Tom Field, and he said change is inevitable, and I believe that change is tough to deal with. As Tom Field once said to me in his class, and if any of you have known Tom, he will definitely tell you that. But change is tough. It's going to be something that people need to get used to. I think taking an approach on a voluntary basis is important, and we'll just look forward to seeing what the future does bring. Right now, hopefully the premiums will stay there, and we'll move on from there. So with that, anybody has any questions?